Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
All right, let's talk with Mark Densler at the Illinois Manufacturing Association. He's the president over there. And Mark, I know we've been talking about this a lot on the show, and I'd love to get your thoughts because we're looking at unemployment benefits and what kind of a driver they may be to keep people out of the workforce, acknowledging that there are other factors. I just wonder, have you folks taken a position on this? What do you think about the way unemployment benefits are structured, and what are you seeing in the workplace?
Well, good afternoon, Anna. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And this is an important issue not only for manufacturers but other sectors across Illinois and the nation, whether it's construction or hotels or hospitality. We are seeing a significant shortage of workers in the economy today, especially as the economy starts ramping back up and we're seeing the growth in the economy reopen from COVID. And the data clearly shows that able-bodied individuals are staying home. And so we think it's time. We sent a letter to the governor this week that the governor take a couple steps or consider those steps. And the first one is declining additional federal benefits for those individuals that are on unemployment insurance benefits. They're scheduled to sunset in September anyway. And then the second is Illinois has always had a requirement that individuals have to be actively looking for work in order to get unemployment insurance benefits. And the governor waived that provision early during the pandemic, and we thought it made sense at the time. You didn't want someone spreading the disease, going from employer to employer. But we think it's time now that individuals that are seeking unemployment should actually actively be looking for work. And I hear from manufacturers every day. I get multiple calls a day that they can't find workers. And we think these are two steps that will help get individuals back into the workplace.
I saw President Biden did say anyone collecting unemployment who is offered a suitable job must take that job. He said that, but you're right, they don't require that at this time. You could be offered multiple jobs and still be on unemployment. You'd like to see that changed and go back to the way it used to be, is what you're saying.
Correct. And we saw, Anna, in the last month, the Labor Department numbers. I mean, there was an anemic growth of only 266,000 jobs nationally when economists expected a million. And then yesterday, the U.S. Department of Labor released some more specific information. The number of open manufacturing jobs across the country is 706,000, an all-time record, and an increase of 134,000 open jobs from the previous month. And nationally, there's 8.1 million open jobs across the entire country. And Illinois has several hundred thousand of those. And so, again, we just want to encourage men and women to get back into the workforce and make sure that the unemployment insurance benefit isn't serving as a disincentive in keeping people at home right now.
And manufacturing jobs, they tend to pay pretty well, in my estimation. Do you have any sort of data on that or anything you can throw our way?
Yeah, they do. So the average manufacturing job in Illinois pays more than $80,000 a year in wages and benefits, and 92% of manufacturing employees have employer-provided health care. So these are the good middle-class jobs, that people can come back to. But right now, with the additional federal enhancement, an average individual in Illinois, no dependents, we're not talking about a spouse or children, they're going to make $771 a week, which is almost $20 an hour, to remain on unemployment insurance. And again, if an individual is able to be employed full-time, we think they should be, number one, looking for work. We think that's an important requirement. And then number two, if we get rid of this additional benefit from the feds a couple months early, which a number of other states around the country are doing, we think that will encourage more men and women to get back into the workplace.
Mark, I do want to ask you this, because this has come up when we talk with our listeners. It's that, hey, I want to go back to work. I'm a mom with children, and they're only in hybrid learning. To afford daycare or childcare, to be able to battle, juggle all these things, it's the reason why they're not returning. It's the reason why you see in those numbers, when you drill down on the job Labor Department numbers, that women are not returning more than men. And you just, I wonder, how do you factor that in to the whole equation?
Yeah, it's a great point, Anna, and it's one that, the unemployment insurance provides kind of a salary for when you lost your job, but there are additional child care subsidies that are available out there now for individuals, whether it's a female, whether it's a single dad, whether it's a family. So there are additional programs out there to provide money so that you can find child care and those services can be provided to families.
All right, Mark, thank you for weighing in. It's good to hear from you.
You too, Anna. Thank you. Have a great afternoon.